just to clarify what say a nafka mina, which is nafka mina the dinner in the famous fakir, which started this month, which is said is very much consensus, will be a nafka mina between the two sides. Well, we said there's two ways of looking why a person has to pay money for if his money, if something he owns damages. His ox damages, he has to pay money. Two ways to look at why he's responsible. Is it because he's supposed to look after it and it's negligent? And it's the negligence that makes him chayef. That's one way to learn it. Or is it because he himself damaged? Who's he? He is the ox. The ox hit somebody, it's him hitting somebody. So therefore, he has to pay because he himself physically damaged in the form of the ox. How's it him? Because it's his money, means it's an extension of him. The leg of the ox is his leg, hitting somebody. Okay, what's nafka mina? A practical nafka mina between the two opinions is if the owner takes the ox and gives it to a shomer, who then owns the ox, he gives it to a shomer, a capable person to look after it. And now Shimon's looking after it, not the owner. Then it damages because of the negligence of Shimon, not because of negligence. So in Hilchos negligence, did Reuven do anything wrong? Did Reuven do anything that was not to say that not appropriate for looking after the ox? No, he didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, if the only reason why he's going to be chayiv when his money damages is not negligence, he's not going to be chayiv because he gave it to Shimon. Maybe Shimon's going to be chayiv. That's a different discussion later on in the sentence. Okay, but Reuven, the owner's not going to be chayiv because he. Negligence, there's no negligence on the owner paying. But if the shot is that the ox belongs to Shimon, and the ox is Reuven, and the ox is Reuven, the ox's leg is Reuven's leg, because it's his money. So at the end of the day, Reuven did hit somebody, and therefore he's going to have to pay. The only way he's going to be potter is if it was unavoidable at all for that ox to do any, to prevent that damage. And it's not true, because Shimon could have prevented it. And he was negligent in not preventing it. So there was therefore, in such a case, Reuven in the day hit somebody through the leg of his ox, even though he gave it to Shimon to look after it. That's not going to get him out of the payment in such a case, because the chiyuv is not because of negligence. The chiyuv is because you hit somebody in the form of your money. And then in the day, your money did hit somebody. So therefore you have to pay in such a case. Okay, that's it. Okay, so if it's not, in my time, that was at the end of that, later in the center, what's Shimon's job? But if you want to go to Reuven, there's a nafka mina between the two, to get clear. Okay, so Rashi said there is negligence. So let's start this shit today. How are we going to start this shit? It says, if Rashi's shit is negligence, so therefore throughout the sukkah, Rashi is going to learn Psyche in Havamines and Psyche in the scholars, especially in the scholars, is going to learn that it's always going to be because of negligence that you're going to be paying. So what happened in Asugya? Asugya is a discussion in Asugya that between the Havamines and the scholars. There's a discussion in Asugya between the Havamines and the scholars. And how do we define negligence? How do we, we'll define negligence, better words, how do we grade your negligence? How do you measure negligence? Number 10 is fixed negligence. Number 1 is not so much negligence. So how do you mark you? Did you pass the test of being a negligent person or not being negligent? That's what does the pay? That is the discussion in our sukkah. How do we grade how negligent you are in order to get you to pay? That's the, so the Havamina said, the way we work out your negligence is did you have an ability as being the owner to stop the damage happening? You want to know, did you have a high level of ability to stop it? Yeah. If you had a high level of ability to stop it, and you didn't, you're number 10 on negligence, you pass the test, you have to pay. If you don't have, you're lower, number 5. Number 5 on the level, maybe you don't have to pay because it's not so negligent. So, ability to stop it. Ability to stop it. So the Havamina says, the more that your animal is a malicious attacker, the less ability you have to stop it. It's more if it's malicious, you've got less control over it. Therefore, your grade is not number 10 in negligence. Your grade is only number 5. Your grade is only number 5. In shame, you're number 10. Because shame, a consuming animal, is not so malicious, easy to stop. Easier to stop than a malicious animal. So in consumption, you get a mark of 8 out of 10 for negligence, and therefore you pay. But I won't know that you would actually pay for malicious attack, because your negligence is lowered over there, because ability is hard to stop, you only get 5. So that's why the Gemara says, the more malicious it is in the Havamina, the less negligent you are, because you have less control over it. That is the Havamina. Maskana was that we grade your negligence, not ability to stop it, that's not how we grade your negligence, we grade your negligence on predictability. Was it predictable for you to think that this animal could damage or not? The more predictable, the more negligent are you for not taking precautions to stop it. So therefore, if it's a malicious attacker, that's very predictable, that this guy, my malicious attacker, cow upon me, is very predictable that he'll cause problems. So if it's very predictable that he could cause problems, so then you should have come up with some sort of system to stop it. You don't. Therefore, you're very negligent for not doing anything to stop the high level of predictability. So therefore, in the Moscona, for malicious attack, a malicious animal attacking, you get a grade of 10 for negligence. Because you know, a Marosh, this is a malicious animal. He's done it many times. Malicious, malicious, malicious. You know, predictably, he's going to attack, and you don't do anything to do it. It's predictable. So therefore, you're held accountable for not taking precautions because it's very predictable. And therefore, you get high level or mark on negligence, and therefore, you have to pay. Whereas a consumption animal is less predictable to attack, and therefore, you get a lower mark in that session. So therefore, the difference between Maskana and Havamina is how to grade negligence. Great negligence, is it dependent on ability to prevent? Then the malicious is a low level grade. But if the way you grade negligence is predictability, then malicious is actually a high level grade. And that's the Maskana. Now, then we came to the Gemara that says, I'll prove that the Havamina is correct, which in other words means, I'll prove that negligence is graded according to ability and not predictability. I'm going to bring you a case which is very predictable, but it's not the ability is very limited, and that will tell me if you're high or low. It will tell me whether ability to rent it is a reason to say you're less negligent. Which is that case? Which is less, not so built, you have not such great ability to stop it, but you can predict it, or you haven't got ability to stop it. Which is that case? I can prove my point. That's from the case of you owning an Ebed. Ebed, another Ebed, that does, what does it say? Says the Gemara, in the fourth line of Dastalas on the Lalas. This is the proof that it's based on ability. That's how we grade it. So it says, the Gemara says, fourth line down, it's also that I might think that the Havamina is correct. That's graded of negligence and graded of the ability. You got a slave, a maidservant, and they damage they did damage maliciously. They go out to damage maliciously. So your ability to stop them is very limited because they're malicious damages. I forgot the Kabbalah says it, even though they're doing it maliciously and you've got limited ability to stop it, but you can predictably predict they're going to cause problems, but your ability is less. I feel a hawking pottery! You're potter for paying for the damage! So we see you're not held accountable for damage which is done by something you own which is malicious. Must be that the way to grade the negligence is to do with your ability to stop, and we see by Eved and Amma, your ability is very limited, and that's why you're off the hook. That is how the Gemara is answering, proving the Havamina is correct. Okay. Now, what we've got, the problem, we have a slight problem. Here's the problem which we need to discover an answer to. Okay. I turn around to you, and I tell you, I've got a question. I've got a conundrum question. Mononoshov question, as they call it. What's the Mononoshov question? What's that? Okay. You're telling me we got, you're telling me at the end of the day, ability to stop it is limited, you're off the hook. Because your ability to stop it is limited. Let me ask you a question. Okay? So, Karen, a malicious ox that damages. Ability limited. So, to be off the hook, just like the evidence. Off the hook, ability limited, you're off the hook. That's not true. It writes in the Torah that a Karen that damages, ox that damages, even though your limited ability, you have to pay. So we say, Enoch Hanabi, your ability to stop it is limited, and you're not as negligent as with a shame case, but at the end of the day, the Torah is machadish, I don't care. Even if it's limited, and you're not as negligent, you still pay. If so, why is Eved and Amma, which is also limited ability, not high to pay? Say the same thing. Yes, you're not as negligent, because you have limited ability by Eved and Amma to stop them. Yes. And therefore not so negligent, but you still pay. Why? Because the Torah says you still pay. By the ox, even when it's limited ability, you still pay. Even if it's limited negligence, you still pay. So Eved and Amma, you still want to, why you say you're possible? The mice, why you say you're possible? What are you going to say? The Eved and Amma is much, much worse. Much, much worse. Much, much worse. That you have limited ability to stop an ox, you have no ability to stop an Eved and Amma. That's what you're going to answer. Eved and Amma, you're off the hook because it's in grades of negligence. The ox gets 5 because you have limited ability. But in grades of negligence with the Eved, you're going to, the grades of negligence, you're only going to get 2 because you have much lower ability, and that's why you're off the hook. If you're going to suggest that's the reason, then you've ruined your whole proof. Why have you ruined the whole proof? Because really you could say, really the way to measure negligence is because, not ability, it's predictability. The more malicious is, more predictable, like the Moscone's. If so, why is the Eved off the hook? There, it's predictable, and you're potter. You know why you're off the hook? Because you're, even though it's very predictable by the Eved, but you're off the hook because it's not impossible to do anything about it. It's impossible to do anything about it. Even your whole predictability is a way of measuring your negligence, but the predictability will still agree if it's impossible to do anything, you're off the hook. So therefore, what's the proof? The Gemara's trying to prove that the Havamin is correct. You measure negligence and ability, and not according to the scholar, which is predictability. And he brings a riot from Eved. What's the riot from Eved? Eved and Maisha Yopot must be the reason is, because if it's very predictable, there is no ability to do it. If there's no ability, even if normally you say predictability makes you high, but there's no ability, you're off the hook. So you're off the hook. Even according to the scholar, you'd be off the hook. So what's the proof? That is our question. So what are you going to say? No, you're going to go back and say, it is, you have ability like the ox, and you get a grade of 5 like the ox. If it's the same ability to stop it, then why be chayv like ox, which the Torah says. Ox, chayv, even though you're not so negligent because you have limited ability, or figure number 5, so Edwards also, you should be chayv because you have limited ability of number 5 as well over there. Number 5 is also good enough to get you chayv, because that's what the Torah is about. Okay. So the one is, we've got a question. If it's the same as ox, you should have the same din as ox, then you're chayv. And if it's much harder to protect, and then the kulama, you're off the hook. It's not dependent on the ability or predictability. You're off the hook because you can't do anything. So, one shot, we've got a kasha, how to understand the gemara. That's the kitzah where we're holding at the moment. Yeah. Very specific question. Okay. No, not true. We have different levels. Different levels, 1 to 10, and that the Torah is machadish, the ox level, even though it's limited ability, it's still going to be high. So therefore, what's going to be with the effort? If it's the same level, it should be high. If it's less level, number 2, it should be potter. Lukula arma, nothing to do with how long it's going. That's a pretty sad question. So let us a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's this case out of the Imam? So if you look at the first Tosis on the page, Tosis says like this. What's this case of Eved
ever done Anna. What's his case? He says, Joseph says, learn to finish Rashi. It's not like Rashi that quotes something in a Mishnah and a Chovel. We'll get to that. Rashi, it's not like Rashi who quotes a Mishnah and a Chovel. In Kain Habele Mikhev, ever be Isha. Because according to Rashi Shati, it shouldn't say ever Zahama, it should say the words ever be Isha. We'll define what's wrong with Rashi. And Rashi says, so Rabbi Tam says, what's this Mishnah that you're quoting the evidence off the hook? So not get that, I'm a Mishnah to Koya, Mishnah to Sof, Mishnah Yadayim. It's going on the Mishnah at the end of Mishnah Yadayim. Okay. Look at the Mar Makomis which I gave, which is number 2, Rav Yosef. On the screen is number 2, the Mamma Okam. We're going to read the actual Mishnah inside of Mishnah, the Mishnah Sedai. This is the Mishnah, which is what the Eved and Amma case you're talking about. So the Mishnah says like this. Ermin Sedukim. Come along the Sedukim. The Sedukim are not people we look up to. And they say, Kabon Onu Alekem Prushim Shata Ermin Sherich Meris Yizigal Chayim. Look, we have a Kabbalah that you, the religious guys, hold that an ox that damages, the owner has to pay. But we also heard from you religious guys, Avdi Vamasi Shezika Patur, that a slave damages, the owner is potter. It doesn't make sense. You religious guys don't know how to learn Torah. Why? Because we can make a Kabbalah finger, and you know that. Ma im shuri bachomeri. If you're ready, chayiv on paying for an ox that damages, even though obviously the ox is not chayiv on mitzvahs, you're still chayiv to pay for their damages. So you're saying, it makes sense, that they are chayiv on mitzvahs. They're chayiv on mitzvahs, the slave. Yeah? And it's in Kalva Choma, which you hold on. We don't hold on Kalva Choma, but you hold on Kalva Choma. Shehav Chayv in the Zikim. They for sure should be Chayv in the Zokim. If you're ready Chayv, when your ox, who's not Chayv of Mitzvahs, is damages your Chayv to pay, Kalva Choma, you should be Chayv when your slave damages. Because they're Chayv of Mitzvahs. Yeah. So, the Sedukim are saying, you know, we compare Eved to Ox. Eved and Ox. Whatever is by Ox should apply by Eved. Okay. So, over the hand, so the Rabban. So, what's my Chayv Mitzvahs? Chayv Mitzvahs, so I tell you, I've never been here what it means. Chayv Mitzvahs, since that's Chayv Mitzvahs, and if you've got somebody under your household who's Chayv Mitzvahs, and you're the leader of the house, what must you do with people in your house who are Chayv Mitzvahs? What obligation have you got in respect to the people who are in your house? You've got a mitzvah of, not Shmir, that's what it means, of Kinnah, yeah? Children, Kinnah, anyone in your house, in Mokhoev to Machanan, is under your responsibility to make sure they do the right thing. So therefore, you say like this, an ox, he's got no mitzvahs, just your money. And your Mokhoev, obviously, to pay for the damages which they cause, because you're supposed to look after it because of your money. And Koshikeh, and Eved, who's your money, and he's Mokhoev mitzvahs, and therefore your Mokhoev to Machanan, them to do the right things. So you've got two reasons to make sure they don't do anything. Koshikeh, you're going to have to pay if they're going to do any damage. Okay? So what do the Rabbanim say? The Prushim, the religious Rabbanim say, over the head, Lohim Amatim B'Shoach HaMari. You can't compare. Ox, She'evehem Das. Ox doesn't have any seichel. It has no way of making intelligent decisions. And Eved, She'esh V'Das, they have seichel. They have way of making intelligent decisions. If they want, they can cause problems. They can go and light a fire on somebody else's property, cause great damage, and cause their master to pay. So therefore, we don't want the slave to be able to cause damage and make the master pay. Because if we let the slave to cause damage and make the master pay, he'll come up with a ha. He says, oh, I can get myself free. How can I get myself free? You know what I'll do? Every day I'll go out and light a little fire in Lod or one of those places and create balagan, damage, destroy everything, and my master will have to pay. And then what's my master going to do? He's going to say, I don't want this sorrow anymore. Just get rid of him out of the house. How do you get rid of him? You have to set him free. He's got a way of getting himself free. He says, Rabbanan, he's not chayv because we don't want him to pay, him chayv, the master from paying, because he'll get out. He'll be able to get himself out. So we take away a chayv, which is Jew. A chayv is Jew. We take it away. Okay. After reading this Mishnah, we have a big problem. What's our problem? So I'll tell you, we've got three questions. Three questions, three simple questions. If this is the Mishnah, the example that we're saying, you know, we're going to measure your negligence and ability because you're off the hook for your slave for damaging. I said, hold on, this Mishnah is no proof of that at all. Why? Firstly, that the Havamina, yeah, firstly, the Sadukim, who actually compare ox to Shah, they're Sadukim, yeah. Ox to Ozum, ox to a man, they're the Sadukim, we compare the two. They're Sadukim, not religious guys, obviously their Torah is not Torah, and doesn't mean whatever they say. So we ignore what they say, okay? We know what they say. So the comparison between ox and man doesn't mean anything if a Saduki says it. Secondly, The Rabbanon actually say you're off the hook. Correct, they say you're off the hook. But it's not not because of any guarantee you're off the hook. Really, you're high. I know, Chalami, you're high. But the reason you're off the hook is because, special for cover, we don't want this effort to take advantage and make it high. So we take away the chiv, even though you should be high. Okay? So really, you're high. So if really you're high, so forget it. Everyone in this mission says you're high. So there's no one in this mission says you're bottom. So then what's the proof you're doing? You're trying to bring a Mishnah that says, I've got proof, you measure it on ability to protect, and because you're off the hook. No, this Mishnah doesn't say you're off the hook. The Mishnah says you're on the hook. You have to pay. The fact that you have no ability or lack of ability to protect yourself, the Mishnah really says you're chayv. Even so, you're still chayv. The one person who says you're potter, which is the Prusim, who say you're potter, they say as measure on the vote. So what was the proof? What was the proof? And don't ask me that's good for what Rav Ashi is answering. If you say, Omer Rav Ashi, Otto, Eved, Ba'ama, Lo, Matava, Rabbi Yisrael. What are you talking about? Eved, Ba'ama. There's a good reason over there. Shem Yatina, Rabbi Yelach, Yatza, Kiddush, Shokaber. Yeah, really, you're hired and you're to pay, but then you get off the hook because the special Sukkotah, maybe the Eved, will run and light a fire against somebody's property and make Mitzvah, a fire, as whoever may have money before you, and make the odds on chayav, $100 all day. So therefore, when you're chayav, and you're not potter, and it's special to father, so you can't do this trick. So what was the Havamina? If the whole Mishnah is your source, just read the Mishnah. Don't forget about Ramasi. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly, you're chayav. There's no one in the Mishnah that says you're potter. So why did you think in the Mishnah it said potter? Why did you think in the Mishnah it said potter? What's the Havamina going on? The Havamina going says Raptosis, is from this Mishnah. So the person in the Havamina was reading this Mishnah. So what's he bringing from this Mishnah? He knows Rav Ashi's answer, just reading the Mishnah. Just reading the Mishnah, he knows the answer, Rav Ashi. Okay. So that is the questions unfolding us. So let's look at Rashi and help, and hope that Rashi can help us answer this problem, these problems. So Rashi, if you look at Rashi, the third Rashi on the page, he says, "Afilo hocha peturin." Nevertheless, your potter from paying for damage that the slave causes. Your potter from paying for the damage that the slave causes. That's a proof. It's to do ability. Says Rashi, which Mishnah? Could the Omin prepare the chovel? The Mishnah in Perikah chovel in Baba Kama, not the Mishnah in Yedayim. The Mishnah in Baba Kama. Which Mishnah in Baba Kama? Ever the Isha Pagiasin Ra, that a slave or your wife who causes damage, it's Pagiasin Ra. It's very bad for the one damaged to be involved. Don't be involved with a married woman or with a slave. Not for causing them damage or getting damage from them. Cause a hope of them kind. If you damage a married woman or if you damage a slave, you're going to have to pay. That's true. But if a married woman or slave damages you, they are potter for pain. The potter can pay. They don't have to pay. Now, if you look on the page, we'll go down to the page of the Marmokomus. Yeah. If you look down at number 4 and 3 on the screen, we'll read the whole Mishnah not over, because there's extra lines over there which are very relevant to us. So if he said, you know, don't get involved, because they're going to be potter if they damage you. But Rashi stopped a bit early, and we'll carry on the Mishnah, which it says over there. Look at the second line over there. It says, that potter, a married woman is potter, a slave is potter for damaging. Avu, Mishalmim, La'achasman. But they do pay at a later date. They do pay. When? This Gashi Isha. If the woman ever gets divorced, the woman has to pay. The woman then has to pay. If she's no longer married to the husband, and she has her own possessions, her own possessions, which are not connected to the husband, at that stage, she's a free woman, her own money, she then has to pay for what she did 20 years ago when she was married. Nishach her effort, and if the Eved ever gets set free to being Jewish, and he has his own money, then Chayav Nishach, he has to pay for what he did when he was an Eved. Okay? Rashi is saying that this is the Mishnah that proves that we go after ability, the level, we measure negligence from ability, from this Mishnah, not the Mishnah in fact. Now, what's this Mishnah telling me about that? What does it say in this Mishnah that shows that negligence is measured on how able you are to stop that damage happening? What does it prove in the Mishnah? Which is basically Tosin's question. What you bring a Mishnah, which is nothing to do with our subject matter. This Mishnah is talking about the obligations of the Eved himself. And we're talking about the obligations of the master in our sugya. So what's got to do with our sugya? That's Tosin's question. Okay? So what's Rashi going to answer to that? What's Rashi going to answer to that question of Tosin's? So, the answer is a posh answer, because the Mishnah says, if the Eved damages, he's potter. What does the word potter imply? That if the person who got damaged wants to make a claim, the Eved can wave a flag saying, I'm an Eved! Try and get me, you can't, I'm an Eved. No money for me, I'm an Eved. That's what the Mishnah says. So the guy says, okay, I've finished. When do you get paid? Oh, I have to wait until you set free, so I have to daven every day that the master will set you free in order to get my money. What are you talking about? If there's another address to go to, called the master, then you don't need to wait until he's set free. Go straight to there. Okay, the Eved's waving his back. Go to the master. Go to the master and say, you're the owner of this guy who damaged me. He's your money to pay. Elamai, the Mishnah over here, is telling you two things. Then the Eved is potter, and also the master is potter. And therefore, that's why Rashi is saying, I've got proof from here that when someone's ever damages, you're off the hook from paying. And therefore, it's a proof that you're not negligent because your ability is less. That's Rashi's proof. Okay? Very good. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because obviously the master is off the hook. Okay. They still have a bit of a problem. Is that why did Rashi go around the back and bring a Mishnah, which is, you could work out with the halacha in an indirect way, that he doesn't need to pay. Obviously the master also doesn't need to pay. Oh, that's a proof. Why didn't he say the Mishnah in your diary, which says clearly, talking about the Ozon, it's over there talking about you, Miss Master, don't need to pay. It says those words, Master doesn't need to pay. That's a direct Mishnah on our subject, rather than a Mishnah which is indirect. Slight problem in Rashi is that you've got a Mishnah which says the same point, but it's in an indirect way, rather than a straight fashion, which is what the Mishnah is saying. That is still a question on us. So how are we going to relate to that? They've got Baba Kama Mishnah, which says that, and you've got a Mishnah in Zion, which Tosin quoted, which we just read out before on the piece of paper, which says that the Ozon is also from pain. That's also from pain. Bring that Mishnah. Okay. No, I've got problems with Tosin, but obviously Tosin has answers. Yeah. Whenever he has answers, you must even have the same answers. Now, we're going to throw a curveball at you. Okay. You're not American. Okay. Okay. So, we're going to throw this. Let me ask you a question now. Is there a habamina that if the ox damages, then you can take the ox to basin and say, Mr. Ox, forget about the master. Mr. Ox, can you please pay? Is there any harm in those? No. Don't have the misses, no dust, no nothing. Now, with an Eved, a slave, is there harm in or Maslan or anything? Have we got the proof that you can make a claim against an Eved and ask him to pay? And he actually does have to pay at some stage. Yes? Okay. Hold on. So what's going on? Why can you make a claim against a slave and you can't make a claim against the ox? Oh, they're the same, aren't they? They're money. They're something that you own that damages. Something that you own that damages. So you can make a claim against the money called the slave. So make the claim against the ox. What's the difference between the ox and the slave? It's a silly question, but I'm just speaking out to sharpen the response. What's the reasoning? Why do both are... Well, if you're saying they're the same, so why can you make a claim against the slave and not against the ox? The heaven's got us, and therefore what happens? What happens? Okay, so fine, but we make the claim and he actually passed and he has to pay. So why don't you make the claim against the ox and say, pass it against the ox that you have to pay? And that means that when any food that you give in today, instead of eating it, you have to fast and give the food over to the... Well, okay, you made me laugh. We'll just say, we'll speak it out. But why? Why can't you make that such a claim? Why? Because what's the claim against the ox fundamentally different from the claim against the slave? What's the fundamental difference? What's the fundamental difference? Not why you're doing it. So what's your claim? Say in words, what's your claim? So therefore, what do you say he did? Attention. Therefore, what category are you defining him as being in order to get money out of him? If you bring the ox, you can't, there's no Odama Mazik by ox. But ox, you can't say, Mr. Ox, you're Odama Mazik. Not Odama. But with the evidence, the slave, you can say, hey, you, yourself, are somebody who's called the Odama Mazik. So pay. Now, look at the Natsumara Mokums, which will help us greatly. Number four. Which sheet have you got? Yeah, number four. Okay. Number four, it says like this. Says Rabbi Naftali Tzok, he says, so, hold on, I've got a very problem. I've got a slave who damages, who's an Odama Mazik. So why are you making any claims against the master? Why are you making any claims against the master? I understand that if a person's ox damages, and you can't go to the ox because he's nothing, you go after who owns the ox, the one who's the money owner of the damage. The damager. Okay. But with a slave, the slave is not an ox. He's an ultimate master. So why do you think you have any right to make any claim against the master? So listen what he says. Chieva Balin, the reason why the Balin, the owner, is actually chayev for his evidence, damages. Mako chiev al evidence is because his slave is chayev. Vahein zebe emes chiyuvim chala evidence. Really, that direct claim is against the slave. You're Odama Mazik, you have to pay. And Shakir and Shaibatu Mom and Shah Odama Chayev, But since you are the owner of that slave, and therefore the slave is your money, so therefore we mechayev also the master to pay for the damage. Afnobatim niske also, not because we consider him as he damaged, elekaperias niske ever, but we say you have to pay any debt which the slave owes. Any debt which the slave owes, you have to pay. Mitin Adam Mazik Lachayev, and the slave's chayev to pay it over here. He's created a debt on himself, the slave, by being an Adam Mazik. He's damaged. We pass it on the Eved. You, Eved, have damage. You, the Eved, have to pay. Now there's a debt on the Eved when he's got no money to pay. And we say, Master, you're the owner of something which has a debt, so you also have to pay. He can't pay. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. And the only reason why the master's off the hook is the special to come. But really, he does have to pay. So, if so, now, what's it got to do with us? Why, Taka, does a master pay at the end of the day for what the damage his Eved did? Why, at the end of the day, does a master pay for the damage his slaves did? Why? By the end of the day, is he doing it? Why did they do it? Because you own it. What? He did the damage. He's hired. And you say he's hired. So why are you getting me? Why me, the master, is hired from his debt? Why? And what does his money mean? Why? Why? What's the connection? What's the connection? If your money, let's go with the other side. Let's go with Rashi, which is what we want to always think about. If your money damages, you're going to be held negligent because you should have stopped your money damaging. That's the claim against the autumn. That's the claim against the master. That's the claim against the master. So therefore, that's why you're paying. Because you didn't do a proper shmira. You didn't look after it. You're negligent and looking after your money and stopping him. So the end of the day, even although a slave is hired to pay because he's an Odom HaMazik, an ox is hired to pay because he's Momon HaMazik, something which belongs to you, that is different parsha. But the reason why the secondary guy called the owner has to pay is the same in both topics. The same reason is because it's your money, and your money did problems, and because you didn't do a good job in looking after it, you're held negligent for that aspect. Okay? So,
what do you need to
do? You're supposed to do look after it, stop him, prevent him. Predict that he's going to damage, and prevent him from causing damage to such things. So now, we've discovered this. So now we can answer our questions. I've written this down in my own words over here in order that it should come out very clear. So listen very carefully what I've written down. I spent a long time. I'm trying to be very medaic with the words in order to get around all the problems. So I'll read out what I've written. So we see that Eved is an Adam HaMazik. He himself is an Adam HaMazik. And we know that you own an Adam HaMazik. You own an Adam HaMazik. You're supposed to stop an Adam HaMazik. I just want to stop a ox as well. So we see that from the ox, that the owner is obligated to pay for damage his ox does. Because he's supposed to look after it. So we make a kavachomer and say, if you're paying for your ox, because you're supposed to look after it. Kavachomer, you should pay for your Eved. Because you're supposed to look after it. Because you've got two reasons to look after, as we said, Mr. Dr. Dinner. That you, not only is your money, you have to machayev your chin of the mitzvahs. So what's wrong with the Sedukim when they say you're takachayev? Why do the Rabbonim say you're not chayev? It's something you own, something which is that you're supposed to look after. And you didn't look after it, you should be hired. Kol shekein on your ox. That's what the Sedukim say, what's wrong with it? Therefore, we see that you are released from the obligation. It must be because that the concept that the more malicious the person is, then the ability of looking for preventing that damage is reduced, and therefore you're not as negligent, so you're off the hook. So must be off the hook. That's what the Gemara is saying. The reason why you're off the hook for damage which your slave did is because he's malicious attacker. Since he's a malicious attacker, you as a master can't do your job properly of looking after it. That takes negligence away from you. So therefore you're off the hook. So we see the lack of ability to look after it is the reason to be possible. Okay, now we can answer all questions. We still have questions based on that. So Rashi stresses that this obligation is an Odom HaMazik obligation. That is why he's bringing this Mishnah and Bava Kamma to prove that this is the starting point of the claim is at the Eved because he's an Odom HaMazik. That's what Rashi is saying. He's not saying that we don't bring the Mishnah in Yadayim. He's just saying, I need the Mishnah in Bava Kamma as a starting point in order to understand the Mishnah in Yadayim. I need the Mishnah in the Bava Kamma to tell me we're talking about an Odom HaMazik, and now you're allowed to read the Mishnah which Tosis is quoting. Not that he's saying the whole truth is from it. He agrees the proof is from the Mishnah Tosis is bringing. But he said, I want a Hakdoma before that. You should realize that beforehand, that the claim starts against the slaves. Okay? So really the ability to prevent damage is really, we say, the same level as ox, like we started with. Ox, you get a level 5. You get a mark of 5. You get a mark of 5 for negligence. Why? Because he's malicious, and therefore the ability is reduced. So you get a mark of 5. Slave, also a mark of 5. Exactly the same. And you are not as negligent. Okay? And therefore it's a proof that if you're off the hook, it's a proof that lack of ability is reducing your chiyuv. And actually seeing that by a slave you actually don't pay. By slave you don't pay. You don't pay because you have lack of ability to look after him. But it's the same as ox. The big problem is, if it's the same as ox, why by the ox you hire? Now here's a very important line to answer everything. However, even though you are judged on ability with the ox, the owner is still obligated with the ox. The Torah says the ox is still obligated. For number 5, you still pay. With the slaves, for number 5, you don't pay. Even though it's number 5. Even though it is number 5, you don't pay with the slaves. Why? How come you say number 5 by the ox, you pay? Number 5 by the slave, you don't pay. It's the same. What's the answer to that? The answer is, the ox, you have only one person to go to make your claim. You can't make your claim against the ox. There's only one. If you're going to get money, there's only one person to get the money from. That's Mr. Ox. It's owner. The ox is owner. You can't get to the ox. So therefore we say, number 5 is good enough to make you hire to pay because there's no other address to go to. But with the slaves, even though you're number 5, and in theory, we see number 5 is a good enough reason to get you from the ox, we're not going to make you hire because there's another address to go who's more negligent than you, and that's the Eved himself. And therefore, we're not saying not your different figure, we're saying you're really number 5, and because you're number 5, you're not called negligent in respect to the other guy in the picture called Eved. So we say only the Eved is hired, and not the master. I, the Mishnah, the Rabbanon, whom we hold of, says the reason is the Tikkun. No, the Mishnah, according to Havamah, is not saying the Rabbanon says Tikkun. The Rabbanon are saying that the reason why it's Potter is because, simply, is because, if you read it again, the reason the Mishnah is saying he's Potter, the last words of the Rabbanon, is Bemesh Yesh Ben Das. Eved has himself stressing what the Eved is. The Eved, the slave, he has that. And it's a Yehliyakisha Shahachah, the Echai of the Shalim. Therefore, since he has that, He goes ahead and likes something else, going to something else, and he's going to be chayav to pay. And he's going to be chayav to pay. So it says, according to the Havmina, we say, is that the reason why the master's off the hook is not on the tekona, is because there's somebody else who's more on the hook. Who's more on the hook? The slave himself. He's got das, he himself goes in himself, and he has, goes ahead and damages, he's going to be chayav to pay, and therefore that releases number 5 level responsibility from pain. So at the end of the day, the Havamin is saying there's no tekona here, we're bothered to say you're potter. Me'ika has been your potter. Why? For level 5 negligence is the good reason to get you off. And you're only level 5 because it's only on ability. Since it's only ability, you're only called level 5 because you can't put no ability. And that's enough to get off. Even though number 5 would get you by ops because there's no one else to go to. You can't go to the ops. But here we're getting you off because you're number 5 and the Eved is number 10 himself. And therefore we say number 10 you could go to, but you can't go to number 5. The Ikar thing in the Havamin. And that's where Ashi's comes to Machadish. That is not the Ikar din, it's only a Tekona. That's Rav Ashi in the Gemara comes and say, no riot from there. In the Havamin, you're falling to riot, lack of ability. Then you see that we say you've got lack of ability, that means you're less negative. That's how we measure negative ability. Lack of ability, less negative. That's the Havamin. The Ikar din, you're off the hook by an Eved, because there's another person to go to, even by obviously on the hook, because no one else can. How the scholar of the Gemara is, no, really, you're on the hook. And really, it's nothing to do with ability, it's to do with predictability. And really, you shouldn't have to pay. But why aren't you paying by efforts? Not being a good thing, only because of the money. That is the Shaka Vatara of the Havamin underscore. Okay? Mr. Shem, we'll carry on tomorrow. I'm planning tomorrow. If you're missing tomorrow, it's Chabad to miss tomorrow. But tomorrow we're going to cover ground, I'm afraid. This is the one of the last sugyas. This every sugya is a heavy sugya. All the Rosh Hashanahs, but Rosh Hashivas spend a lot of time on the every sugya. That's why it's taken us a bit longer than usual. But tomorrow we have light breeze a bit, and we're going to cover to the end of the Omer's position. Okay.